From the KTOO newsroom, I'm Pablo Peña. After 3 weeks without any new reported cases of COVID-19, Juneau has two new cases, according to the Alaska Department of Health and Human Services. According to a press release from the city and borough of Juneau, both cases are a result of secondary transmission, meaning they were in close contact with someone who had tested positive. Charlie Gribben is an infectious disease preventionist with Bartlett Regional Hospital.
The infection incubation period is 2 weeks, but you could kind of catch it at the tail end and then develop it another 2 weeks later. So I think we're not in a clear past 5 weeks past the last infection, depending on what's going on with asymptomatic spread.
Gribben confirmed that the new cases are a 54-year-old male and a 53-year-old female. She reminds Junoites to continue practicing distancing measures, don't share space with people who are not in your household, and wear a mask.
When you are inside in a restaurant, in a church, and in any place inside, and you're breathing the same air as other people, you've got to keep a face covering on.
Gribben says that the more people are maximizing their space, the safer they'll be. Since the first case in Juneau was confirmed in March, 29 people in the borough have tested positive for COVID-19. 26 of those cases have recovered. And Alaska Airlines and Grant Aviation will begin regular flights between Unalaska and Anchorage this weekend. Grant Aviation announced today that it will be offering passenger service between Unalaska and Cold Bay. From there, Alaska Airlines will connect to Anchorage. The new nonstop service will be flown twice a week on Wednesdays and Saturdays. Alaska Airlines announced last month it would begin serving Cold Bay after Raven Air Group, the only commercial airline serving Unalaska, grounded flights and filed for bankruptcy in early April. Since then, Unalaskans have had to rely on charter service to get to and from the island. And when a popular elementary school principal in Bethel was arrested in December, accused of abusing students, the Lower Kuskokwim School District said it had been, quote, blindsided. But public records show, and the district has since admitted, that officials knew the principal had been investigated by law enforcement twice for similar behavior in the years before his arrest. KYUK's Greg Kim partnered with ProPublica and the Anchorage Daily News' Kyle Hopkins to report on how the principal was allowed to continue his contact with students despite warnings of inappropriate behavior. And a warning, this story contains descriptions of abuse that listeners may find disturbing.
FBI agents arrested Chris Carmichael at his home an hour past midnight on December 11, 2019. The news shocked most of Bethel. The community had lost not just its elementary school principal, but a beloved community leader who had worked for the district close to 20 years. Carmichael was charged with possession of child pornography, attempted coercion of a child, and sexual abuse of a minor. He has since pleaded not guilty. The day of the arrest, Dan Walker, the school district superintendent, was asked if he had ever heard reports of inappropriate behavior by Carmichael before.
You hadn't heard anything about Chris Carmichael before this incident?
Greg, we did not know anything prior to that.
But new felony charges filed in state court show law enforcement told the district years earlier that Carmichael was under investigation for his behavior toward young girls. Not once, but twice. Confronted with those charges, the district disclosed that it had also investigated the principal, but each time it decided not to take action. According to state charges, Alaska state troopers told the LKSD administration in 2016 about inappropriate Facebook messages Carmichael sent to a former student. The charges say Carmichael wrote to the 14-year-old girl, quote, "Love those luscious red lips on your profile pic." He also called her naughty and wrote, quote, "Bend you over my knee and whack." At that point, troopers concluded that the messages were, quote, "clearly inappropriate and concerning," but did not constitute a criminal offense. The district also examined the messages, saying later, quote, "We did not have information that the girl was in any danger."
Carmichael remained principal at Gladys Jung Elementary School. Susan Murphy presided over the school board when troopers told the district about these messages and served on the board for almost 2 years after that. She says the school district never informed her or the board of any investigation into Carmichael.
I'm just kind of flabbergasted that this occurred. I'd like to know why the hell he wasn't fired.
Although troopers did not arrest Carmichael, former LKSD Superintendent Gary Baldwin says the threshold for a school district to suspend or fire an educator is lower than what police need to press criminal charges.
The police have to have, to convict. It's beyond reasonable doubt.
Current Superintendent Walker says during its investigation in 2016, Carmichael was placed on paid leave. Walker says he was disturbed by the messages Carmichael sent, and the district was concerned enough to request troopers search Carmichael's school computers for child pornography. However, the school district concluded Carmichael's actions were inappropriate but did not merit further discipline. Educators in Alaska and other states have another authority to answer to. Murphy says the district should have brought allegations against Carmichael to the state regulatory body for teachers.
I would have called PTPC and brought charges. The ethics of it, they would have taken away his teaching certificate.
PTPC is short for the Professional Teaching Practices Commission. Alaska law states the PTPC can revoke or suspend a teacher's certificate for any sexual conduct with a student. That includes sending students messages with sexual kidding, sexual innuendos, or flirtatious messages. Educators are required to report violations of these rules to the PTPC. The superintendent declined to say whether the district ever informed the PTPC about Carmichael's behavior. After the 2016 investigation, Carmichael returned to school. And before long, other young girls came forward, this time with accusations that Carmichael touched them. In 2018, an 11-year-old girl told Bethel police she was standing in the doorway of the principal's office when he touched her breast. She said Carmichael smiled and that she felt scared. Again, school authorities placed Carmichael on paid leave while it conducted its own investigation. Current school board member Wasley Pleasant says the district didn't inform the board of that investigation either. Police say they referred the charges for prosecution, but it was not considered a very provable case. Charges weren't filed, and within 3 weeks, he returned to school. The district concluded the touching was, quote, accidental. Finally, in 2019, a third victim, a seventh-grade girl and former student, told police Carmichael took her into school closets in his office to grope her breasts and thighs every week over the course of a year. When police interviewed the girl's mother, she said Carmichael gave their family a king-size bed and paint. Another Bethel parent, Mary Peltola, is uninvolved with the case, but she says Carmichael once raised her suspicions by buying presents for her fifth-grade daughter.
You know, I think that he was very skilled at grooming people, and little gifts like that, I think, were paving the way.
If Carmichael used his employee credit card to pay for those gifts, the school district may have had access to warnings about Carmichael's behavior even before the police investigations. KYUK and Anchorage Daily News requested Carmichael's spending records from LKSD, but the district said it would only provide the information if the newsrooms paid $1,700 in research fees. Back in December, Superintendent Walker said Carmichael's arrest surprised him.
We were blindsided by it.
Despite records that show Carmichael was investigated twice before for inappropriate behavior with children, which Walker knew about, he says he stands by his earlier remarks. He wrote in an email on May 8th, quote, "Twice LKSD reviewed the facts and saw nothing that put a child at risk. Not only did I not see it coming, I do not believe that the people who worked directly with Carmichael saw it coming either." Two of Carmichael's former students are arguing in court the district should have seen it coming. Attorneys for the families of the two girls have filed a lawsuit claiming the school district allowed the former principal to sexually abuse them despite repeated warnings about his behavior. LKSD is contesting the claim. In court filings, the district denies that sexual abuse occurred. In Bethel, I'm Greg Kim.
Some residents in Southeast Alaska who have seen the border with Canada closed because of the coronavirus feel cut off from an area they visit and drive through frequently. The Anchorage Daily News reported Haines, Skagway, and Hyder have all been affected by the COVID-19 pandemic, and resulting border closure has altered their life dramatically for some. This is KTOO News.